I love being on the Dr. Pat Show, Alternative Talk Radio. It is a pleasure to be with a person who is so bright, so soulful, and so very practical. Listening to the Dr. Pat Show can really enrich your life. If you want more information about me, Dr. Joan Borisenko, go to my website, joanborisenko.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everyone, yippee. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. We've got a kind of fun show today in that the first half of the show is Benny and I were doing an open mic half. And then the second half, we've invited Cece Miller to join us. She is a fabulous author of the book Sacred Visitations. And we've asked her to come on to chat with us about sacred visitations and the energy of 2007. And so, Benny, I cannot help but comment on the Peter O'Toole. And I was just listening to the, to the clip, the news clip before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just kind of like listening and to the deal where he was given sort of like a lifetime achievement award.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's like, nope, not taking it, not done yet. I'm like going to win it on my own.
It's a smart move, though, actually.
I mean, isn't that pretty interesting?
You rarely see that.
He's like, no, I'm not done yet.
Well, for those that are giving it to him, it sounds like they're providing him with closure for his career, which isn't the truth.
He's doing like some of the best work he's ever done.
Exactly, and there's a lot of great actors and actresses who, start out kind of slow, but they have their best work later in their life, and they're still going strong.
Well, and that's it. And it's interesting to just kind of hear his perspective on it. I think every one of us gets faced with this idea of, when to sort of tail off in our lives, when to sort of, kind of die out. And I had an interview this morning. For those of you that don't know, I have a show in the morning on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock on Voice America. And, then I, of course, come in and, have my regular show here on a Monday through Friday. And so one of the things that we talked about this morning, and I was talking with Terry Bacon, we were talking about some of the research he's done and some of the research I've done on what people really want in the workplace. And it isn't what you think. I mean, the old kind of, money thing is not what's going on. But we talked about what's happening with the baby boomers, and of course we talked about much more than that. But we certainly focused in on the fact that this idea of sort of getting to this place of retirement and then kind of sitting on the couch and reading the paper is not what's going on, especially for a lot of people that are coming out of the workplace. And I was sharing with him that I get to talk to many, many people that are now looking at not only second careers, but third careers. And you all are going to be, totally blown away when Deborah Aaron comes on. And she is the founder, creator of the Blessing Project. And to find out what it means to have courage to really live your dream. And so this is what is so exciting for me today, to talk with you in open mic about living your dream. We have also had a lot of interaction with our listeners, and I want to thank you all for connecting with us, and I want to encourage you to continue to do that. Oh, wait. There we go. My computer finally came on.
Is that what that was?
That was that. What was cool. What was that thing? Oh.
I don't know. What are you watching over there? Are you watching a movie while you're on there?
No, the Oscars.
No. So you're getting your updates while we're on air. That's pretty sweet.
I'm trying to get my updates while I'm on air. Of course, I want to mention that, you know, the studio is going through some incredible changes. I mean, you know, both of the stations we're on here, 1150 AM, KKNW, and our family, brothers, sisters out in WWPR 1490, every one of the stations that we're on is really kicking it up a notch. I know that Eric Crema, who's in charge, has got a ton of things we're doing. One of them, hopefully, will be to put in a high-speed line in here. And so we're holding our breath on that, and I know that that'll happen. But it's all part of the expansiveness. What I was saying was that we've had a couple of listeners, Benny, that have called in on the show and have actually been stuck on certain things and have actually completed them.
Really?
Absolutely.
Have we gotten contact from those people?
Yes, we have gotten contact.
You should definitely bring them on.
Do you think they'd want to come on?
Well, sure. They're sending emails telling you all about it.
I know.
Let's do it.
You know, remember when I said, oh, you're a fabulous famous artist? Remember when Sue Storm was on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember one of our listeners that was, I don't want to mention names unless she calls in, but remember when she came on and she said, like, I'm an artist and I'm a little bit stuck and I'm not
like artist, painting artist, artist, musician?
Artist.
Okay.
Let's call it multidimensional art.
Ooh.
Which is, you know, maybe painting, maybe some other things. Well, she just sent me an email yesterday.
And leave us all in suspense.
Okay, the deal is that she not only has finished her project, she sent me a picture of it.
Yeah?
Totally. And I hope she's listening.
Are you going to post it? Do we get approval?
I hope she's listening. If you're listening to the show, call in so you can check in with us directly.
It's a first initial. Can you give that out?
I'll give it out in a minute.
All right.
Okay.
Because you got to make sure you don't.
We should give her the number.
Like if it's something like K. Her name is really K or J. But it's not.
Well, actually, I have to tell you that this is, we have some of the most fabulous listeners. You have to see some of the emails that I get. And, you know, and part of this is, you know, how we connect with people out there. You know, what we do and what we say. And so I'm hoping that she calls in. If you're out there and you know who I'm talking about, you send me an email with your fabulous finished art project. Send it to Sue Storm. Give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Because remember, we said we wanted to check in with you all when you kind of were finished with your projects. So this year for me is, I've got a couple of hits on it, and what's been interesting is I've never really talked about a new year as much as I'm talking about this. I've not. You've not heard me. How many times have you been on the air with me?
A lot.
Yeah. We've not talked about it.
No.
But I'm spending the month of January, for sure, making sure that all of our listeners are really tuned in and have the tools that they need to really launch and launch big. Now, you did something very exciting this weekend. Do you want to share?
Well, I did. Didn't you mean the darts thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I had a big old state tournament.
Tell everybody about that.
All right. Well, I'm still recovering, actually, from a fabulous weekend. And, look, the phone's ringing. Great timing. I'll get back to that. Hi, you're live on the Dr. Pat Show. Who's this?
This is Galadriel and Anna Cordes.
Hey, what's up?
I'm checking back in with you. Yay. I'm not the artist person.
But you said you were going to check in anyway.
I did, and I've been doing my affirmation 70 times.
Oh, good on you.
And I even added, I do one in the morning and a different one at night.
All right.
I feel much better. I'm still sugar and wheat free, a week of that.
Oh, you need to get an award for that. Keep going.
Well, now my energy is returning, so I'm feeling a lot better. And I'm on my way.
Yes, you are.
I wanted to know where I can mail something to you. I don't have email.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a computer. But do you have an address, like a post office?
If you call this 1-800 number, like, after the show, I will give you an address.
Excellent, excellent. So I want to thank you for the blessing of your show and for what you've done in my life, because you gave me a little tiny kick in the behind that I needed to start affirming that I love myself and I take action. That's my affirmation.
Yes, that's right.
And you gave, you talked with someone on the same day you talked with me the first time, and the affirmation that applied to her also applied to me. Gee, what a surprise.
Well, that, you know, we're kind of, you know, all connected in the energy of this, you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So I've been writing that one also. And it's about sharing my gift and bringing abundance into my life by sharing my gifts. So I just want to thank you for the blessing of your show.
Well, thank you so much. I am so thrilled for you. I know what it's like to kick the sugar and the wheat and so forth and so on. So I really acknowledge you for doing that. And, you know, make sure that you know you can call in any time for support.
Oh, great. That's been the best part, because here in Anacortes, I don't have a lot of like-minded people to hang out with. So I'm hooked on your show.
Well, yeah, that's kind of like back in Jersey. Although what I'm finding going back to Jersey, you know, is mm-hmm. that, you know, sort of what we do kind of rubs off on people.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. I think I've got my best friend, Linda, in New Jersey, like eating quinoa.
I loved your conversation with her about the music thing.
She'll riot.
And what she liked to do, you know, I don't know, it we're so similar, all of us, that, remember, I'm the one who wanted to be Elvis also.
Oh, I do remember that.
Right. And I'm going to try to get you that family video of me being Elvis.
Oh, how fun is that going to be?
It's a scream. And you know what happened that day, and since then, he asked me what my favorite song was, and I said Teddy Bear.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about the lyrics, I'm talking about being a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. And I'm like, oh, my God, does that talk about my relationships with men?
I wasn't going to. Benny and I weren't going to call you on that one. We figured you'd come to that on your own.
Oh, and it came right away, because I started thinking of the lyrics, and I thought, oh, no wonder.
Well, you know, we all get to pick a different tune. I'm even reconsidering. You know, Heartbreak Hotel is definitely not something I want in my consciousness. Thank you so much for checking in with us. We'll take a short break. When we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. Those of you out there that want to check in, let us know how you're doing. We do a lot of these open mic days, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this shorty.
Come join Dr. Scott Lynch for the Peak Living Program Saturday, January 27th from 12 to 2. This program is absolutely free who are all interested. Topics will include creating optimal life patterns to help us reach the peak, the mindset necessary for fulfillment, identifying the exercise, nutrition, and health patterns for achieving wellness, then finally creating an action plan for success. This amazing event is one day only at Crown Hill Chiropractic. For information and reservations, call 206-782-8800 or visit crownhillchiropractic.com. Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherline, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherline and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life.
Do you want to know how to practice living a more fully expressed life? Listen to the Dr. Pat Show in January when Deborah Tracci, life coach and founder of the Heart Ignited Process, discusses 7 potent practices to lead a more joyful and fully expressed life. To learn more, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100. Again, that's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
This is Dr. Pat of the Dr. Pat Show. I want to encourage you to log on to 1150kknw.com. That's 1150kknw.com right now and fill out the 2007 listener survey. Your responses will help this station better tailor itself to your needs. As an added bonus, just by filling out the survey, you'll be entered to win a 2-day trip for two on Majestic Hells Canyon, including boat tour, lodging, all meals, and applicable taxes, brought to you by Beamer's Hell's Canyon Tours. So log on to 1150kknw.com for your chance to win. This chance to commune with nature might be yours, but you must first fill out the survey. The lucky person's name will be drawn at this year's travel show, January 27th and 28th at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. The public is welcome at the travel show, and you will find complete details about this event and the survey and contest rules at 1150kknw.com. So log on now.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each Unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
Very nice, Pat.
Put that chain around my neck, baby. That puts a whole nother picture on the table for us. Well, anyway, you don't have to put the chain on your neck. You really don't. And as a matter of fact, what we're talking about here on the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By, is getting rid of them chains. Getting rid of those chains. Although I have such a visualization of putting that chain around Elvis's neck and just dragging him around, boy. Might have to do a show on that.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh, boy.
All right, Benny, hold on. Fasten your seatbelt.
Uh-huh.
Welcome, everyone, to the Dr. Pat Show. We're talking about the expansiveness of 2007. And what we wanted to do today is invite folks back, people that have been on the show during open mic days, where we've either done affirmations or we've helped folks get unstuck. And so we love to hear back from you to see how you're doing. Sometimes, you know, you're doing just great, and other times you may need just a little bit more support. And we have someone on the line, Benny.
We have our mystery artist who decided to call in. Shall we give her name away?
Let her do it.
All right. Welcome, mystery artist. Who are you?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Hey!
Welcome back, girl.
Welcome back for sure. So how's it going for you?
You know, after I had my session on air with Sue and I was stuck on a project, and it was just like the dam opened up. What happened was she had told me to trust that I was moving to that I was getting my information on a new level.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, that means let's not push things the way that I always have. And I didn't. And it was just like the floodgates opened and everything just flowed out so naturally. And since then, the same. Just natural flow of not controlling, not trying to control this energy.
Doesn't that feel a lot better?
It only totally.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like the universe is ready to deliver just right there in front of us. And there's this level of resistance that we create, which, of course, I call crust.
Mm.
And did you see how easy it was to really, you know, break through that?
Yes, it really was. It was a sense of seeing it and going, oh, okay, and then just letting a natural flow take over instead of this, well, trying to bust the crust with something that won't bust.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's been wonderful, wonderful.
So tell us, are you excited about this? Because, you know, I know that you shared with me that people actually commission artwork from you.
Yes.
And so
blessedly so.
You know, yes. Hallelujah to that.
Yes.
And you finished that one project, which was absolutely wonderful. And thank you so much for sending me the picture of it.
Oh, you're
it
welcome.
Was just wonderful. And we also would love to be able to put that information up on your website, on our website with your permission. And you can think about that. But now you also commissioned to do additional art.
Right.
How you
right.
doing with that?
Excellently. In fact, just having things flow so naturally with the last project, things were already bubbling up while I was finishing the last project for this one. So it's really, it has just moved so smoothly. there's no anxiousness about it. I can't keep using the word natural enough, because it is such a natural way of connecting in with this universal flow that's happening. It's just, it's a flame.
Yeah, it is big. And what you're talking about is so perfect, because one of the things that I looked at, especially for this year, to call into for all of us, really, is this very natural alignment with the divine, whatever that is, whatever you consider that to be. And you use the word flow. I mean, what you're really talking about is you're talking about being so in the moment of your gift that nothing can stop it. There isn't, any crust, any resistance around that. It is so natural, it actually stops time.
Oh, perfect. Yes, absolutely perfectly said. It does.
I'm so thrilled for you. I want to thank you for coming on and really sharing your story with our listeners, because so often we get calls from people that call in, and especially on the open mic days, but even on other days when we have guests, and folks are helped to kind of get over a hump, but we never hear back from them. It's rare that we hear back from them. And so I want to acknowledge you for letting us know, because you truly are an inspiration for the other people that listen,
Well, I'm so glad, and I'll tell everybody out there, watch The Secret. That's the one, Power of Attraction, and it works. It really, really works.
Yeah, and I have to say to you that I so echo that. I agree with you completely.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard so many different versions from people on what they think The Secret is, who they think it's for. And one of the things I learned a long time ago from Ernest Holmes, from reading the works of Ernest Holmes, is that there cannot be too many people really passing the message around. There's no such thing as too much greater good.
That's right.
And so the movie The Secret, as you're talking about, is that aspect of that which continues to remind us of the practical things that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The fact that the universe is here to gift us, that's why we're here, is to utilize all of that and touch on all of that and energize it and vibrate it and spread it around.
Exactly.
Totally spread it around.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm with you, Dr. Pat.
I'm totally there. And, sometimes what I do is, because I don't really have a lot of time to sit and watch a video, what I'll do is I'll put the movie The Secret on and I will just listen to it. And you know what I'm saying? Just have it in the office and we'll just listen to it, because I always hear something different. It doesn't matter. And then, of course, I've had the pleasure of interviewing so many of the people in the movie, John DeMartini, who I start just about every show with. And I do that on purpose. I start the show with that level of consciousness, because that's the vibration that we are creating. And that's what you've created by coming on the show today. And I want to thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for all your work. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see the next piece of art. Keep it coming, girlfriend.
All right, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you. Wow.
You're
awesome.
Welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
That's our famous artist. That's our famous artist from Seattle.
It's going to be cool.
Oh, it's totally cool. You should see
it. Stuff.
You should see the piece. And I'm encouraging people that if you want to connect with us and you want to let us know what's going on and things you want to see us do differently, please do that. You can always send an email to me at pat@thedrpatshow.com. I've gotten so much feedback on the new website. We've just launched it. It's really fab, and we will continue to work. So please be patient with us as we kind of go through now, our creative adjusting. Now that we know the website's actually up and it actually works, which is a cool thing, now we're going to go in and make some creative changes to it. I also want to thank a couple of other people for some of the fabulous emails they've sent me. And I think, Vivian, you're also one of those people. Did I send you that email from Vivian?
I don't believe so.
Did I ship it over to you?
Nope. Ship it on my way.
I think I did already.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm on dial-up, so I'm not sure how long it's going to take to
get here. It'll still get here.
Sitting across the room. And we're also looking for ideas about folks you want to have us bring on. I want to give you an idea of some of the fabulous people we're connecting with. We're connecting with a fabulous artist out of California who has created these amazing blessing boxes. And she's going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about her journey and the work that she does. Linda Hayano is going to be joining us. She has created a fabulous herb blend that surpasses green tea in its concoction. She is from Japan, and she has an original organic herb that you're going to hear lots about. I love her. She is like 70-something years old. And you look at you, Benny, this is going to be funny. 77 years old, went in for a checkup. The woman did like an ultrasound mm-hmm. and said to ask her if she was pregnant.
What?
That's how great she looked.
Wow.
I mean, come on. 77 years old, went in for like, you know, some kind of x-ray thing. The woman saw someone in the x-ray and said, are you pregnant?
That also says something about that particular hospital, too. But
I'm like, okay, Linda, send me some of this. So whatever you're drinking, you've got to send me now.
Oh, I got Vivian's thing now.
Oh, you do?
See, dial-up isn't that bad.
Do you want to read it?
Sure. How come you didn't
want to read it? It's kind of cool because I can't see it really well on my screen.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, I would like to receive a copy of Dr. Proctor's book.
Yeah.
Is that the right one?
Yeah.
I want to make sure I got the right one. Okay.
Yeah.
You were born rich. I love the show. When I'm not at work, I listen to it. And how can I hear it another time? Awesome. Thank you so much for the Dr. Pat Show. It's real breathing, real living, soul-searching, digging, unknotting, untroubling, repacking, and sending to the trash bin most necessary hour of cleansing show. Had to get that all out. That was quite a bit.
Isn't that cool?
My thought is everyone should hear it once or twice to get the lead out of your heart and onto empowerment. It's all right inside. Yet for the meddlers who come to dig the trash out for us regularly, we need the Dr. Pat and her guests.
That was such a I've never received an email quite like that.
It's really cool.
I know. It's like, I love it. I can so visualize the unknotting, digging, soul searching, real living, and kicking it up a notch on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, Cece Miller in the house, we're going to be talking about practical ways to kick it up a notch. Sacred visitations, not just for Cece, not just for the Dalai Lama, but for every one of us. We're going to take a shorty, and when we come back, we're going to kick it up another one. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to get used by you. Some of them want to...
NLP provides a system of knowledge and values, along with procedures and tools for the purpose of empowering your life and the life of others. When you learn how to practice NLP, you become capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Anything. Join the Empowerment Partnership as they present the Accelerated NLP Practitioner Training in Seattle, Washington, October 7th through the 13th. Call 800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm excited about a breakthrough technique that will help you shed years of stuck energy. Energy that is stuck creates three basic corresponding feelings or emotions: bad, sad, or mad. The Simone Zone is like a water purification unit for our polluted energy. And once that energy is reclaimed, we are able to reframe it and use it to achieve our goals and desires more quickly and easily than ever before. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique for yourself.
Turk Pipkin joins the Dr. Pat Show, introducing his new documentary, Nobility, combining the insights of 9 distinguished Nobel laureates. This documentary features conversations with these laureates and gives their insight into the world's most pressing problems and possible solutions. Powerfully motivating, Pipkin's journey across the world reveals how one person can change the world, and every person has the opportunity to do so. For more information, please visit NobilityTheMovie.com or call 1-800-424-2593.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each Unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interaction with adults. Through titles like I Love Myself When, Why Am I Here? I Know I Can, Yes I Am, and others. Adults can share creative, fun, meaningful, and long-lasting experiences with their children who will learn about themselves with messages of loving self-image and emotional reinforcement. Love your children by giving your whole family the gift of inspired conversation with Seeds of Discovery books by Carla Miller. Seeds of Discovery books can be found at the Center for Spiritual Living, Island Books, Seattle Unity Church Bookstore, or by going to seedsofdiscovery.com or calling 888-426-1632. That's 888-426-1632.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.